from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a jam. All right, let's do headlines here, and then we'll talk with Mike Vasquez this hour about BYB extreme bare knuckle fighting, and we will continue to try to do this show where I'm telling you, after 2 hours, I'm almost winded because these first 2 hours have been just fantastic radio. Everywhere. Am I lying?
We've been everywhere.
We've been everywhere. We went on a world trip. Trip around the world.
I've enjoyed it.
All right. Headlines. Alejandro Solana.
All right. The Marlins. They play today at Lone Depot Park, 6:40 p.m., looking for their second straight victory over the Diamondbacks.
All right. Very good. We had a nice parlay yesterday. I told you in the 2 o'clock hour, we hit Marlins to win and Marlins D-backs over 7.5 runs last night. So we had a nice little victory. Let me see what the odds are for tonight.
Ross Detweiler. He's on the mound for the Fish.
Let's see. Marlins, D-backs. Marlins are a slight underdog. It's almost even. Marlins are -109. Diamondbacks are -101. Over-under is 8 runs. I don't know if I'm going to press our luck on this parlay because I don't know much about Detweiler. What's his name?
Detweiler.
Detweiler.
Just take it easy. Go with your gut. Go with your gut. You seem like
Well, come 6:40, my gut may be talking to me.
Just take it easy, man.
Take it easy.
The Heat, they lost yesterday by a lot of points to the Dallas Mavericks. No Jimmy Butler yesterday. Heat didn't look good without Jimmy. They'll play the T-Wolves Friday, 8 p.m. There's only 6 games left in the regular season.
So, you know, a lot of the talk today on other radio shows, not ours, has been about Bam Adebayo needing to step up when Jimmy is out. But I will say this. Bam plays his role. I think he plays his role well. Do you need to see more out of him last night? Absolutely. Like, that's not a debate. Of course you do. But, conversely, when you lose Jimmy Butler, we've seen it all season long. When Jimmy Butler's not there, they're a different team. And, oh, by the way, they should be.
But with that, let me just that thought that you want to see more out of Bam. What do you want to see? Him ISO?
I want to see him. Well, I mean, just take over a game more. If you're, you know, and again, I'm not knocking him. I'm really not. Look, Jimmy Butler is the alpha dog on that team. But something. You know, I'm not jumping on him like so many people were on social media and radio today. But you got to do a little bit more than 11 points. You know, you just do.
I just think a lot of his stuff is off, like hustle and, you know, intensity stuff, like just the skill of just facing a guy up and going and get a bucket. Like we see, we know everybody, Bradley Beal, Russell Westbrook. We know guys. Steph Curry right now is playing out of his mind. I love watching him, this young man right now. Bam doesn't have that. Bam's not a guard. Like, how many big men, how many fives and fours in the league can take a game over when nobody else
right.
around
and
I don't say nobody, but yes, like no other all-stars around him.
I will tell you that that's why Victor Oladipo is so necessary. because when Jimmy Butler is out, Victor Oladipo can provide that offense and be the facilitator to Bam that you're talking about. It's why he will be so important to this team.
Even Dedmon, when him and Bam play together, because Jimmy, I mean, when Jimmy and Dedmon play together, Jimmy drives, Dedmon will set the pick, and then roll off to the basket, and he'll get easy layups because they respect Jimmy and they're gonna double team him. Who are you gonna double team right now? Who are you gonna respect
driving
the ball out of the Heat? I've said it for weeks now. I think it has to be Kendrick Nunn. Hopefully Goran Dragic if he can get healthy. But Kendrick Nunn, those guards have to pick it up. Bam has to eat off somebody else creating and him, you know, kind of following the play and all that we've seen him do. If you think you're going to ever see Bam dribble the ball up, ISO at the top of the key, cross a dude up, and go in and get a layup, I don't think you've watched Heat basketball much.
What else you got, Solana?
Just a quick Champions League update right now. Chelsea, the second half, just underway here, 2 minutes in. Chelsea leads 1-0 over Real Madrid. They have a 2-1 aggregate lead. If the result holds, they'll be in the final versus Manchester City on May 29th. The lone goal here in the first half came from the German Timo Werner.
All right.
Did I mention the Heat already? I got to be honest. I've been watching this game. Were you guys talking about Bam?
We just had a long conversation.
We're talking
about
Bam.
I believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about Bam?
I think he's fine. He's all right.
All right.
I agreed with
strong
you, though,
take.
Crowder.
He's obviously keeping all his strong takes for the sizzle with Solana.
Nah, I agreed with Crowder there in that
what
entire conversation.
What more could Bam have done last night? What did you want to see?
He could have scored more points.
How?
I mean, he's a big dude. He does have ball handling skills. He's got a decent shot. Like, he could.
So y'all want to see Bam ISO?
I want to see him more ISO when Jimmy Butler's out. Like, I don't want to see that become part of his game, but I need to see him do some stuff when Jimmy Butler's out and they're struggling for offense.
Yeah.
My problem with that, though, like, everybody just says, oh, Jimmy's out. Let's go Bam. Let's go Kendrick. Like, the offense is set up specifically around Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. Now you're missing the core piece to how your offense functions, and everybody expects them from one game to the next, missing that core piece to just figure it out. And that's just not how it works. Bam Adebayo is used to playing with Jimmy Butler. He's used to feeding off of what Jimmy Butler gives him and what the defense allows for him to do when Jimmy Butler's on the court. And when Jimmy Butler's not playing in a game, it's hard for him to just be a different guy. Just go out there and be a different guy. Make this offense your offense. It doesn't work that way on a night-in, night-out basis.
But it doesn't have to be night-in, night-out. It has to be a few nights when Jimmy's not there.
I guess I just think, you know,
I'm not telling you that he has to become a different player. And by the way, again, I'm not jumping on him because I love Bam. But it's not night in, night out. I'm not saying here's what Bam has to do to be the next step, to take the next step. Like, hey, Jimmy's not out. You're playing a Dallas team with Luka Doncic. They're a dangerous team. You're looking for playoff seeding. You know, it's like the meme, do something. The poking the stick, do something.
Poking a stick at Bam?
Yeah. Do something.
You wanted him to go out there and just bonk?
Bonk. See, that makes everything better. It makes everything better. Bonk.
Lighten it up.
Finally, guys, the jewelry company Tiffany, it's officially called Tiffany & Co., they're rolling out a brand new line.
That's Tiffany & Company. It's not Tiffany & Co. It's
what up,
Co.? You know CEO is an abbreviation for company, right?
Yeah. No. I mean, it's just Tiffany & Co. That's the way they write it, Tiffany & Co.
I understand that, but it's not – but you would never say Tiffany & Co. You would say Tiffany & Company because CEO is an abbreviation for company.
What up, Co.? Co.
Their official name is Tiffany and Co.
Co. Diaz. What is it, Co. Mullen?
Co.
Co. Co. Flores. What is it, Co.
Tiffany and Co.
I mean, you're just nitpicking there. That's very common where you say, you know, this person and Co.
What?
Solana.
What are you talking about?
Instead of saying company, just shorten it. You know, so-and-so and co. That's okay. Very common. Come on. That's all very right. Common.
All right.
Hey, co.
Like Facebook is in the news today. Nobody would say the Facebook co is in the news today because you would say the Facebook company is in the news today.
Actually, they dropped the Hawk. I'm not sure if you saw the social network.
Well, but they're the Facebook company.
Facebook company.
I didn't say the Facebook. I'm talking about the company, the overseeing company.
Can
the
I
Facebook
get to
company.
The story? Can I please get to the story?
I mean, Tiffany and co.
Cospo. What up, Co?
I mean, do you guys say incorporated or Inc.?
Well, you could say Tiffany Inc. Yeah. If you wanted, if it was Tiffany Incorporated, but Tiffany and Company is the name of the company.
I'm gonna side with Solana on this one. Yeah. Tiffany and Co. So I'm gonna start calling it.
But you could side with them, but you're wrong. I mean, there's no opinion here.
Well, I think there is an opinion, and my opinion is right.
Go sit in on their board meeting and say, well, I would like to talk about this Co. Like, you would never say co when you're talking about a company. If you're writing it, that's an abbreviation.
Yeah, but back to incorporated or Inc. You could still say Inc. Yeah. It's an abbreviation.
LLC.
Yeah, it's a different word. I mean, you're arguing a different word.
LLC. You don't pronounce it. You just say LLC. Right, Steve?
You are correct.
Yeah, you're correct.
Good, Solana. Yeah. Learn something. Yeah.
You know what LLC stands for, Solana?
No idea.
That's why you say LLC.
Limited Liability Co.
Yeah. It protects a lot of resources and finances out there.
Tiffany and Company, they're rolling out a brand new line of engagement rings for men. It's coming out this month. There was pictures released, and they show the rings look more like men wedding bands, you know, the thicker ones, but they have a huge diamond embedded in them.
You just wanted to forge ahead with the story, huh? Even though you had lost the crowd. You ever heard a thing called reading the room?
I started with the story. I felt like I had to deliver.
I got to tell you, I have a strong take on this one, man. The men that want to show off their wedding band, I can't stand. The women are supposed to have a nice ring. Your ass is supposed to have just a little loop.
Yeah, I mean, it should be plain. But these aren't even wedding bands. He's talking about engagement rings. Right. That men are wearing engagement rings now.
So the woman has a big diamond. Now you men, y'all want a big diamond. Is this a millennial thing, Solana? Because y'all need to get off this. You are supposed to have a little gold band just to tell everybody I'm married. The woman's the one that shows out with the ring.
Nah, I kind of like the new style where you can even get a different band, like the same band but in 15 different colors to match your shirt. I kind of like that. And I'll tell you right now, Crowder, you're right. It is a millennial thing. Millennials and Gen X, or Gen Z, I should say. Now women are proposing to men. That's also
Is it possible, somebody says via text, Solana, that Tiffany & Company was trademarked, so they had to go with Tiffany & Co.?
Like pancakes.
All right, go ahead. I gotta wrap this up. Go ahead.
Your weather from the Ectrogen Weather Center. Something that's not ridiculous, my weather report. Right now, partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will drop to around 70 degrees. That is your weather.
All right. In the next segment, we're going to talk with Mike Vasquez. He's the president of BYB Extreme Bare Knuckle Fighting. They've got a fight card on May 15th. Actual fans are going to be able to attend, which is cool. And last week or the week before, we talked with Dada 5000 because he's part of BYB as well. And we talked about the fight card and the triangle, right? It's not an octagon. It's not a
triangle.
Not a squared circle. It's a triangle. And then before the bare knuckle fighting, they're going to have those slap fights that you've seen go viral on the internet, which, yeah, just scares the hell out of me. I mean, have you seen? I mean, we were talking about it with Dada, but you've seen how they just go off with that. I mean, the open hand slap. I am tortured by that. So
and the impact, you can feel the impact when the dust flies everywhere.
It's crazy.
We talk about it with Dada. I would rather fight someone with fists and feet than just stand there and let you slap me.
So Mike Vasquez, he is the president of BYB Extreme Fighting, and so we're going to talk with him in the next segment. Now, if you're looking for a little co, the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs are open safely for your entertainment, right? And you understand what I'm saying, right, Solana? You're looking for a little co?
Come on, co. Let's go, co.
Cheetah Pompano is the perfect location, central to everything in South Florida, your South Florida entertainment spot where you can also be safe. Masks are required. There's multiple hand sanitizing stations. You can make Cheetah Pompano Beach your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 until 3. If you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. It's a full-on kitchen with chefs. On the menu are things like wings, salads, sandwiches. They have daily specials like barbecue ribs, pasta carbonara, seafood pastas, and more. You can always grab your buddies after work. Head on over to any Cheetah Club in Pompano Beach, Hallandale Beach, West Palm Beach. Let them take care of you for the best happy hour and entertainment in South Florida. And by the way, today, Cinco de Mayo, I mean, no better place after work than Cheetah Pompano Beach. I mean, you're talking about the hottest ladies in South Florida. $5 ice cold Coronas and Modelos. $5 Cuervo shots. It's going off. Cheetah Pompano Beach tonight. Head on over there after work. Cinco de Mayo. You can get all the details on their website. It's CheetahSOFL.com. All right, we will talk with Mike Vasquez, BYB, Extreme Bare Knuckle Fighting. Mike Vasquez, the president. He's going to join us next here on Hockman & Co.
Si ya saben cómo me pongo, ¿pa qué me invitan?
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, here we go. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mike Vasquez is the BYB president. And I remember, I mean, we've talked with Dada 5000 about the BYB events before, and they've got their first fight card back in front of a live audience scheduled for May 15th at the Expo Fairgrounds in Miami, and we enjoy delving into the, what do you call them, the sweet science, Crowder?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
A little bit of boxing.
Dada says it a lot better than we do, but the sweet science of getting the hell beat out of you or beating the hell out of somebody else.
And you've seen those slap fights online?
Oh,
those,
my goodness,
like,
I
those,
love them.
I understand the appeal of watching. What is the appeal of competing in that? But anyway, we'll ask Mike here. So there's going to be those slap fights and the bare knuckle fighting back in action, and again, it's May 15th, the Expo Fairgrounds in Miami. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're good. So what, now, tell everybody what BYB Fighting is, because Dada 5000 has told us before, but it's not an octagon. I mean, it's not a backyard. This is sanctioned fighting, but it's not an octagon. It's not a traditional boxing ring. It's not the squared circle. What is it?
Well, we actually had a survey years ago when we first launched it, and fans came back and they affectionately called it the Trigon because it's three equal sides of 22 feet ropes. We also have the cage version, which is three equal sides of 18 feet, so it's even more intimidating, I guess. But we took the best things out of the backyard, all the excitement out of the backyard, and brought it into a platform that confronts, or I should say, promotes confrontation. So the fighters have enough space to take a step forward, take a step back, but really they can't take two steps back. So it really pushes the action, and the results are usually held to the hands of the fighters and not the judges.
And Mike, you are a former NASCAR team owner. You know what I'm saying? And everybody, you know, we all watch NASCAR. I went to the homestead a couple weeks ago. What drew you to bare knuckle? What drew you to BYB bare knuckle? Because NASCAR and, like you're saying, confrontation in this triangle, they're two different things.
Well, yeah, they are, but you'd be surprised how similar they could be, especially after some short track racing. I started with NASCAR back in 1999, and I started working on their diversity platform. So I was helping push Hispanic and African American drivers through the system, help them get rides and lower level racing, and eventually get up to the series. So I actually worked with Bubba Wallace and Daniel Suarez when they were younger. Years ago when I was in NASCAR. But more importantly, I helped NASCAR create the first international series. It's called NASCAR Mexico. And that gave me, I guess, the experience of putting something together of this kind. And a friend of mine, Pitbull, is actually the one that introduced me. Him and Pepe Suris are the ones that introduced me to Dada years ago and told me, man, what you did for NASCAR, this guy's got something. There's a diamond in the rough here. If we can just, you know, find a way to polish this out. And sure enough, I met Dada. At first, I was a little skeptical. You know, it's like, geez, you know, I saw some of the videos. I loved them entertaining-wise. I was like, how can we work on this? But once I met Dada, he's such a great guy. He's such a hard worker. And we really clicked. And we literally sat down at Monty's one night and came up with our logo, came up with our ring design, and just developed the platform right then and there. And then I got to work with the Florida State Boxing Commission and associates Elvis Crespo, Gladys Rosa, to get bare-knuckle boxing sanctionable here in the state of Florida so we can, you know, take it out of the streets of the backyard and have proper doctors, stitch doctors, ambulances, and proper supervision. And that's how it all started, really.
I'm guessing you are very, very much looking forward to being in front of a live audience again May 15th.
Yeah, you know, it was a shame. We had our first, quote-unquote, legal show in Wyoming in 2019, and we did our Hard Rock show. We launched March 7th this last year, 2020. We were the last show in Florida, yeah. The last boxing show, MMA in Florida before the shutdown. So we tried to, you know, ride it out. We wanted to really to get something going for our fighters, put a little money in their pocket because they had a, you know, really tough year. Their gyms were closed for the most part, and you know, their other professions may have been affected. So we kind of put a show together in December at the Hard Rock, and it was just broadcast. And it was really just to help the fighters out, no audience. But, you know, that's when you do that business-wise, it's a bath, you know, bloodbath. But we're launching again. We have our first audience show at the Miami Fair Expo Center there in Tamiami Park. Tickets are on Complete Ticket Solutions, you know, the BYB show. We're going to have, right now, it stands about 1,000 people, but if now that the UFC is coming in town and things are going to open up to 100%, the fairgrounds may open it up for 100%, which will give us just under 2,000 people, really. But it's going to be a great night of fights. We have 10 bare-knuckle fights. We have two women that are fighting. They're unbelievable. They're at 135. I'm a 175. I wouldn't fight either one of them. you know, Kalia Pink Tyson, Carini, against Christine Knuckle Stanley, who's fought for us before and has 2-0, two KOs. We have Jomi Escoboza and Luis Melo from Brazil. Jomi's local, real good guy. He's got a lot of stuff on the internet. Rene Whiteboy Rodriguez, also known as a Hialeah champ. He's taking on Matt Delanoit. But before the night of fights, we are going to have some slap fights, which are quite entertaining. Like I said, I personally rather strap, you know, we'll tape my hands or my wrists like we do in bare knuckles. We don't put gloves on. But I'd rather get in the ring with somebody and have a regular fight than just sit at a table and just wait for somebody to slap me. So I don't know what makes them do it, but they do it, and they have a great time. And the results of fans, that ooze, the ahs. You know, we just had a private show in our warehouse this weekend, and we started the night with three of those slap fights. And it's just unbelievable the energy that comes off from that. So,
Mike, are these different type people? Because we know Dada. Dada is awesome, and, you know, the bare-knuckle fight. What about the slap-fighting guys? Because when you meet them, are they just different humans? Because I'm with you. There's no chance I'm letting somebody slap me as I hold the edge of a table.
I think they're Russian guys.
That's just so tough. Just so tough to sit there and wait for it, you know what I mean? But, right now, the way we got it, because we did work with the Florida State Boxing Commission, like I said, once we left the backyard, we wanted to make sure we were, you know, good to go with the state, have no problems. So we ran this by them, and they, you know, they said, well, it is striking, even though it's open face, so we'd like to be involved, supervise and whatnot. So they requested anybody who participates in these to have a boxing license and at least an eye exam. You know, anybody can get a boxing license. It doesn't matter, you know, but it's just to have them registered as a boxing license and an eye exam. They don't need to do blood work because there's no, you know, that kind of contact in it. But the state did come through and they approved the event. They were there on hand to check everything out after, you know, somebody gets slapped silly, I guess. The ambulance workers were there, check them out, give them oxygen if they need it. And that's it, you know. I mean, one guy woke up 6 minutes later, and he was thinking he still had a chance to slap the other guy. We're like, well, your 1 minute time limit passed, buddy, like 5 minutes ago. But yeah, it's tougher when you get slapped and you don't get to slap the guy back because you got knocked out and you decided
right.
to go second instead of first.
So what's Mike Vasquez is with us. He's the BYB president, and again, they have an event May 15th, BYB Extreme Fighting. And it'll be at the Expo Fairgrounds in Miami. And before the fights, they're going to have this slap fighting, which I think everyone has seen on the internet. And I do think they're mostly – were they Russian guys, the ones that you saw? Are they Russian?
They did bring a couple of their Russian guys yeah. over. They brought the Samoan, the guy that's very well-known, big puffy beard, which I think it's an advantage. I'd grow a big beard if I was going to a slap
sure.
contest to take some of that cushion off. They brought in – couple people. They actually do other shows. If you go to their stonefaces.tv, they have girls slap women. They have slap, I guess I can't say it on air, but slap rear end, where they have you know,
we can say slap ass. Slap ass.
There you go. They have slap oversized, which is also entertaining. I mean, these guys are really about entertainment and whatnot. So
putting
our shows on their platform is really fun.
But you've seen it. So they have, it's the open hand, like a slap. But I mean, the ferocity with which they hit someone's face, the side of their face, it knocks them out. Like you said, so what is the rule? You have 1 minute to slap the person back. And if that minute expires, you've lost your turn. And obviously you've lost the bout.
Yep. Yes, sir. You get to slap from the palm of your hand to your fingers only across the side of the face. Can't do the ear, can't do the neck, anything like that. And what's impressive is they get two wind-ups, and then on the third wind-up, they go. So, you know, you put your hand literally almost on the person's face and bring it all the way back. One, two. And when you see these heavyweights take that first wind-up all the way back where they're literally just come back 180 degrees and get ready. He didn't even slap the guy yet. I was already like, just knowing what was coming, you know.
And Mike, I've seen some, like you're saying, all I've seen was on the internet, you know, and social media stuff. But I saw a box, like a little glass box of money there, almost as encouragement yeah. for the play, like for, you know, for the slappers. Is that there, like the encouragement side? Is there a money into this? Like the number one guy, what does he get?
They get paid $500 to show, and they get paid $1,500 to win. So there is quite an incentive, you know, and some of these guys get practiced all the time at home. You know, they get slapped at home when they do something wrong. So they come with a tough jaw. So they may make it past a round or two.
So, Mike, what happens? Does anyone start crying before they get slapped? Because that would be my move. And then would that be frowned upon?
It would be frowned upon, I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
It would be
right.
The other guy. Yeah. But we haven't seen that. Everybody's
I'm gonna
really
work
going
on it then.
Like that old, everybody's got a plan until they get, I guess in this case, slapped in the face. You know?
Yeah. Yes. I can't even imagine.
You're going to psych him out, Hawk?
Yeah, I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry. On the first windup, tears are going to be streaming down my face. I try to overload them emotionally so they let up a little bit.
I'd rather fight somebody twice my size than get slapped by somebody my same size, just knowing that it's coming.
Right, because you can't stop it. So does anybody reflexively just put their hand up to stop the slap, and is that a penalty?
Yeah, you can't move, and really, if you move, you have more of a chance of hurting yourself. Like if you flinch your face, you move it forward, maybe he hits your eardrum, or if you lower your head, your eye, or move back your neck. So you really want to just either not do it, or sit there and take it, and hope you're up within a minute so you can give it right back to the other guy, or that you win the coin toss at least and get to go first.
Oh my God! Yeah, I'm gonna vote not doing it. That's my vote.
I played football 20 years, and I don't want to get slapped in the head.
Well, there you go. So it, Mike Vasquez again. He's the BYB president. So the event is May 15th. The live event in front of fans is May 15th. You could see the slaps, and you could see the backyard brawlers, and it's all sanctioned. It's at the Expo Fairgrounds in Miami. How can people get tickets for that again, Mike?
It's on Complete Ticket Solutions /BYB. You can also go on our website or social media. We have links to it as well. And let's have a great time. Really, let's shake this COVID 2020 already into 2021, and let's get back to what we love doing.
Yeah, let's slap the crap out of COVID. How about that for a little slogan?
There you go. That's a good one. I'm going to use that one.
Just spitballing here. Mike Vasquez. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
There you go. Mike Vasquez, BYB fighting. I mean, not in a million bazillion years would I stand there and let some giant Russian dude open face slap me as hard as he can.
I was just thinking for the show, me and you do it.
Yeah.
I'll let you get 3-1. You get three slaps and I get one.
I'm gonna tag Solana in on that. It'll be a tag team. I'm tagging him in. I'm good. I'm done with radio.
I'm good.
You're my guy, Solana. You're my guy on that
Jimmy,
one.
Jimmy, get over here, Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy. No way. No way I'd right. hit Jimmy. That's
no one's slapping Jimmy on my watch.
No, all right. Sir.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
Hock and Crowder.
What's been your favorite so far? We are 2 hours and 43 minutes into this show, and I am staggered by the fun and the entertainment we have packed into this period of time. And it's going to get even better. Obviously, the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is always fun, and we'll do 15 minutes of heat, and we'll get you ready. There's a Panthers playoff preview program coming up at 6 o'clock tonight on 560 with Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay. So, but what in the first 2 hours and 43 minutes here have you been we played the Howard Schnellenberger game show, Would You Cut Off Your Pinky Toe? And that would normally take the cake for me by a wide margin. But man, I mean, we've talked about White Castle and Solana. He talked about Tiffany and Co.
Go.
We've just covered so much ground here.
I think I would have to go with the pinky toe to butt foot to White Castle transition over a 15-minute period. I think that was art.
What about bonk?
I like bonk, too, because you're the only person that thinks that that noise is made when people get hit by something. So, yeah.
We were talking in the last segment with Mike Vasquez there about BYB Extreme and the slap fights, and our guy Jimmy the Bonk, who I'm tempted to rename Jimmy the Donk, Jimmy the Donk. He made a Photoshop that he tweeted at us. It's you and Mel Kiper at the slap fights, and you're slapping Mel Kiper, and you're yelling Bonk.
Boy, oh, I just saw it.
That's funny, right?
This got my insides tingling. I would love to slap him.
Somebody texted in, how do you get those tickets again for the slap fights? It's bybtickets.com. Bybtickets.com. Because he was saying it's like $1,500 prize money. I mean, that's not going to be enough for most people. What? Hey, play the open. We did this earlier. Play the Howard Schnellenberger. The late Howard Schnellenberger did an open for me years ago when I was doing Afternoon Drive here with Zach Krantz, and we created a radio game show called Would You Cut Off Your Pinky Toe?
It's time for the game show that everyone loves. Would You Cut Off Your Pinky Toe?
And we played this earlier, and I said, you know, would you cut off your pinky toe to get Aaron Rodgers on the Dolphins? Me and Crowder said no. Steven, you said yes? I know Solana said yes. You say yes, Steven?
Yes.
I think about this. You would actually cut off your pinky toe just to have Aaron Rodgers on the Dolphins?
Yes, I would.
I hate stubbing my pinky toe.
Where does it end, though? Like, where does it begin? Where does it end? If I said to you, Solana, I'll give you $25,000 to cut off your pinky toe, would you do it?
$25K? Nah, not worth it.
Steven, $25,000, cut off your pinky toe.
Nah, nope.
But Aaron Rodgers is, huh?
Yeah, most definitely. It's a Super Bowl, man.
Yeah, no, I get it. Like, the enjoyment that you get from something like that. Like,
I haven't even seen the Dolphins win a playoff game.
I don't know how often. Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Thanks, Crowder.
I don't even know.
Hey, man. Those Baltimore Ravens in 08, they were a super team. I didn't know what it was.
I mean, maybe a 7-point loss would have been nice, but 42? I mean, 42?
Why couldn't you pick off Joe Flacco?
I mean, come on.
Ed Reed was everywhere. There was two Ed Reeds. He had like 4 interceptions that damn game,
like,
man.
Jefferson,
Ed Reed ruined
fast times. Jefferson. But I don't know. Maybe we could have Dr. Metzger on at some point. But I'm 51 years old. How much use do you think I've gotten out of my pinky toe in 51 years?
You? Not much.
I mean, how much use have you gotten out of your pinky toe? Do you think someone said it was a dolphin that didn't have 3 toes? Tim Bowens.
He was missing some toes.
Had only 3 toes, excuse me, on one of his feet. So it can't hurt that much with balance, right?
You know, Timbo with a D tackle, I think, you know, maybe more open space players need their toes.
So when you got to run more, you think you think you've gotten good use out of your pinky toe?
I done worked the hell out of my pinky toe.
Solana, you think you've gotten good use out of your pinky toe? I mean, you did make honorable mention 4th team All Miami-Dade something.
Yeah, it's gotten me places.
Because I'm being totally honest. It's the reason that we created that game years ago. Like, people are diehard fans. You know, Cutler Ridge Laz, diehard Hurricanes fan.
Well, he'd definitely do it for a national championship.
He would cut off his pinky toe, you think, for a Hurricanes national championship?
Yeah.
Yeah. Laz? Hell yeah. He might cut off all his toes, have him a little nub.
He might do it for an ACC title game.
No, he would not. How dare you?
Oh, y'all haven't won one yet. What'd you say,
all
huh?
All right. Settle down.
Gotta go back to the Big East.
Would you cut off your pinky toe to go back to the Big East?
That's what y'all need to hit. Boy, y'all run
this?
The Big East.
Would you cut off your pinky toe, Solana? Would you cut off your pinky toe, but if you don't, Al Golden is rehired as Hurricanes head coach for the next 30 years.
30?
30 years, he's the head coach of the Miami Hurricanes.
Yeah, I'm slicing that baby right off. Pass me the knife.
I'm doing myself.
That might get me.
Just gnaw it off with your teeth.
Where's Jimmy?
I just don't know how much it means to fans.
The diehards, it means something.
Right.
You know, you made me think about it with the Dolphins, where we were like, hey, 3 picks, 5 picks for Aaron Rodgers. Yay, your pinky toe.
You're mangling your body. But somebody texts in here, Hawk, it's Eddie C., longtime listener. Make it 30K, we can cut off my pinky toe live on the air.
Really?
Probably going to GoFundMe.
I'm not interested. I don't want to see anyone cut off their pinky toe.
Could probably start a GoFundMe. If Crowder plugs that on I'm Athlete, we could probably have 30K within, what, a month? I think so.
A month? The damn girl that put Gorilla Glue in her hair had 50 grand in a couple days. We could get this going for real.
What would you rather do, Solana? Have your pinky toe cut off surgically, you know, with anesthesia, or participate in one of those slap fights at BYB Extreme?
Against who?
I don't know. One of the slap fighters. I don't know. Is there a particular slap fighter that would make you change your mind? Do you know them?
If he's Russian, I'm out. If he's Russian, Dr. Chuck, where you at? Let's go.
I mean, honestly, because the pinky toe with anesthesia, you're not going to feel anything. And just, you're going to wake up one day and your pinky toe is gone, and I don't know how much you need it. But if you have to participate in one of those slap fights, I mean, that's a monumental amount of pain you're going to experience.
But my body's still together, Hawk.
I know.
I feel human.
Steve?
I've been punched and slapped in the face before. You kind of recover after 10
minutes. Well, that's why I was asking Solana and not you. I know what you would choose. Steven, I mean, would you be in a slap fight or cut off your pinky toe under anesthesia?
Have you seen how hard they get slapped, man?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think it's an easy decision.
It's not like a girl just slapping you in the face for some reason. No, like these
I'm
dudes.
I'm telling you, this is not an easy decision. The way they haul off and slap each other. What would you do, Steven?
Take my pinky toe.
Yeah, I think I'd have to lose my slap toe.
Crowder, you already have CTE. I don't want that.
I've been hit in the head with a Heineken bottle, and then to prove it didn't hurt, I broke a Heineken bottle over my head after they did it just to show them that it doesn't hurt.
What exactly are you trying to talk us into there? That you don't have CTE or that we should do that? I don't understand where you're going.
It's just that a good old-fashioned slap or punch is not that bad. Like, y'all just
this is not an old-fashioned slap. Have you seen this stuff online?
You haven't.
I know what an old-fashioned slap is. I've been slapped by my mom. I know what an old-fashioned slap is. This is not an old-fashioned slap.
You haven't seen Teresa at North Springs High School my junior year when she thought we were dating and we weren't dating and she hauled off on me. She was 5'11", about 215. She was a monster, and she tore my ass up.
Well, yeah, we got to get to the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, and we'll do 15 minutes of heat, and Danny Cannell is going to pop on, talk a little Dolphins with us. Now, if you don't want to get slapped, you better get your mom something for Mother's Day. Mother's Day is Sunday, and that is right around the corner. So I've been recommending for days now treating your mom or your mother-in-law or your wife or your sister, or your grandma, anyone special for Mother's Day with a gourmet soup gift basket from Spoonful of Comfort. It's one of the most unique gifts that you can get someone. Look, they've gotten the flowers, like they've seen that before. This is a unique gift, right? You could see the entire selection of their Mother's Day gift baskets at spoonfulofcomfort.com. But it's a complete meal. And depending on what you order, it can be more than one complete meal. But it comes with soup and rolls and homemade cookies and a ladle. And when my wife got it last week, there's a special spoon in there that says Super Mom. Spoonful of Comfort, it is something unique and different. And it's easy, by the way. They gift wrap. They include a custom note card with your message to your mom or your mother-in-law or whoever you're sending the gift to. So you go to spoonfulofcomfort.com. The soup is phenomenal, by the way. And the cookies are phenomenal. So are the rolls. But the cookies, the snickerdoodle cookies, they are awesome. So I'm telling you, if it's, May 5th here, Cinco de Mayo, and you have not ordered your Mother's Day gift yet for mom or whoever you're getting a Mother's Day gift for, you got to do it now. You go to spoonfulofcomfort.com, use the code RADIO10 when you order, and you get 10% off your order. So get a great gift for mom. Show her how much she means to you. You go to spoonfulofcomfort.com. Make sure you put in the promo code RADIO10 for 10% off. All right, we will take a quick break here. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour, next on Hockman and Crowder.
Hawk and Crowder. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team?
Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.